Welcome to the Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. My name is Dee Davidson, and I'm a hormone health expert, master mindset coach, and multiple wellness business entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you experience hormone balance, confidence, self-love, and live a life full of joy. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today. And now let's begin. Welcome to the Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. This is your guide, Dee Davidson. And today we're going to be exploring the intersection of menopause. I know, such a fun topic, brain fog. So if you're experiencing brain fog and you are in your 40s, 50s, 60s above, then you're not crazy. I want you to know that there is a correlation between these changes in life and brain fog. And we're also going to look at metabolic disorders or how functional lab testing can really help you improve your brain fog and what could be causing or triggering it at a more root cause level. So let's dive into some details. First, let's talk about just menopause and brain fog. I can't speak today. Menopause is a natural phase, as we know. We can't avoid menopause. If you're a woman and you have the privilege of living to this age, then you're going to be experiencing hormonal changes. It's a real thing. There's no avoiding it. It typically occurs in your late 40s to early 50s. I will note that perimenopause can start up to 15 years prior to menopause. So if you start experiencing brain fog and you're in your late 30s, early 40s, that can also be a symptom of perimenopause and also some of these metabolic disorders starting to appear in your life that we're going to talk about. So the transition often brings up about those cognitive challenges known as brain fog, where you may be thinking that you're losing it. Symptoms can include forgetfulness, difficulty concentrating, and just mental fogginess. You just don't feel like you're thinking clearly. And it can really mess with you. It can really just make you stop and think, like, what the heck is going on with me? So, again, physiologically, there's stuff going on that we're going to talk about. There's hormonal fluctuations, in particular, estrogen. Estrogen starts to decline, progesterone. And those are just two that play very significant roles when it comes to your mental clarity. And you know that I'm a big believer in testing, not guessing. So, you know, don't assume that it is estrogen or progesterone. There are really reliable hormone tests that can be done at home. They are not the hormone tests that your OB or your primary care will do. Those are blood tests. And when you do a blood test in regard to hormones, it's just showing you how much of that hormone is in your blood, which is kind of useless when it comes to correlating to symptoms like brain fog. We want to know how much of that hormone is bioavailable, which means available to help you function every day, to help your organs. So when you do something like a Dutch test, we really get a better reading of how your hormones are performing, which is the most important piece of this. If you have questions about the Dutch test, by the way, you can always email me at d@confidentlyloveyourself.com. I'm happy to answer a quick question on there or schedule a session to review a little bit deeper with you. So what's contributing to your brain fog? Yes, it is, sometimes the metabolic disorders we're going to get into and hormone fluctuations that come with age. But also, you are a contributing factor, my friend, to how that stuff comes into play and shows up. I share with my clients that you have to be honest with yourself and look yourself in the mirror in regard to your lifestyle. So we look at your lifestyle. How are you managing stress? This is one of the challenges I have with probably all of my clients, women and stress. We have so many more stressors nowadays than our moms did. And why is that? Because of society, right? There, our kids are in more activities. We have access to technology, which can be wonderful in one way, but also it's becoming a stressor in another way. We're not unplugging enough. We're in front of our computers. We're scrolling through our phones. The economy for a lot of people, that's stressing them out. The cost of food, all of these things, relationships. Just so very different. Our kids have different stressors, which then puts more stress on our own plate of making sure that they're okay. There's just so many stresses, and we need to talk about managing stress on a daily basis. Even the women who come to me and say, D, I don't have that much stress, when we start talking about it, they go, oh, I guess that I do have some stress that I need to manage. So that's one of the biggest factors. Poor diet. We're so busy in society now. You know, when I do an intake with someone, I have them fill out an extensive form about how they eat, what they eat. And so many times women will put that they don't eat processed food. But it's really crazy. Most of the grocery store is processed food. Even if it has real ingredients on it, say it's a protein bar with cashews and whatever else in it, it looks like it's not processed food, but it went in a process through a process to get into that package or that box. So many, many women have poor diet, which means they're not eating whole foods anymore. They're not eating well-balanced meals. They're not eating enough protein. They're not eating for the metabolic typing, which is something that I talk about. Some people need more protein, some people need more carbs, some people need more fat, and it's important to have that evaluated. That's also something that I offer. So, what's contributing to this brain fog? Well, yes, we have hormonal disruptions because of our age. That is just, you know, a fact. However, what I like to remind my clients of is that we ultimately pull the trigger on how much brain fog or how much metabolic chaos happens with the change of life, if you will. There are various lifestyle and physiological factors, of course, that you know, contribute to brain fog during menopause and hormonal changes, even perimenopause. But lifestyle, you have somewhat control over these things we're going to talk about right now. One of them is stress. Stress is one of the number one things that I see. Stress is just out of control. I'm trying to think of the right words to say. Stress is out of control these days. We have so many more stressors than our moms did. And why is that? Well, many more women working. We have a lot of stresses with our kids where they have expectations put upon them, which then trickle to us. And they're playing like five sports at a time. They have societal stressors that trickle down again to parents and making sure that our kids are okay. We have stress due to, you know, relationships. We have stress due to family and breaking generational traumas and things that we're trying to do a little bit better than maybe the last generation. So there's a lot of stress. And my question is always, how are you managing stress? Even the women who come to me and think they're managing stress well tend to go, oh wow, I guess I do have more stress than I thought. And we talk about taking the trash out every day, working with some somatic practices and easing your nervous system every single day, not just when we feel like the top of the lid is gonna fly off. It's like that cartoon with the steam. We don't want to wait till that point, my friends. We want to manage stress every single day, even when we don't feel we're enduring a lot of it, because that does drive the bus, if you will. Poor diet is another one. Even my friends who come to me and say, I'm eating real food, not processed food. When we really look at what they're eating, they might think that a protein bar that has cashews and whatever else, real ingredients on it, is considered real food. Well, it's not. It's gone through a process. It's lost a lot of nutrition. It's in a package, a package or a bag or a box, that means that it's not in its whole state. People are eating less and less whole foods. The grocery store is filled with more and more crap. And all of that's contributing to, guess what? That diet can also be a stressor on your body. It can cause inflammation. Your body can, it's a cascading effect. So looking at eating more whole foods, balanced plates, more protein. Women are way under eating protein. If you're not eating at least 100 grams of protein a day, you're under eating protein. And that's very, very important. We also want to make sure that you're eating for your metabolic type. If you've been following me, you know that I'm a big believer in the metabolic typing. It's an online test that you can take. Again, just reach out to me or go on Instagram. You'll probably see some posts about that. Confidently underscore love underscore yourself is my handle on Instagram. But some people need more protein, but guess what? Some people need more carbs or more fat. And it's important to know what you personally need. Every body is a unique individual. Sleep. Let's talk about sleep, friends. So it's not just sleep, like, oh yeah, I go to sleep every day at a reasonable hour, but it's what are you doing, that last hour leading up to sleep? Are you on EMF? Are you scrolling your phone? Are you doing anything? Any breathing exercises? Are you reading? Are you getting your mind in a good state? Are you doing some positive affirmations or just reflecting, doing some gratitude before bed? How are you setting yourself up? Because those, again, are things that can help reduce stress and get a better night's sleep. So sleep, again, is another facet of what's pulling the trigger so that some people during menopause have brain fog and others don't. Lifestyle, friends. At the end of the day, even if you do functional labs, which we're going to talk about, you still got to do the work. There's no way around this. I have this conversation quite often with clients who come to me. They want to know what's wrong on the labs. Then we have to really get serious and address the lifestyle. And you play an active role in healing. The labs can tell you what's going on, but you have to make some changes. And sometimes we've been doing these things for a lifetime, so they're not always easy. Of course, I'm here to support you, and you have the COY community of women that support you. But at the end of the day, no matter what the functional labs say, you need to look at your diet, your rest, your exercise, which isn't in here, but exercise changes a lot for women during their late 40s and later on in life, because it's just life. We can do some biohacking, and we see the ladies that are doing triathlons at 80s, but we know that is not the average woman at age 50, 60, 70, 80. I'm not saying it can't be done. We know a lot of people that run marathons. What I'm saying is that the body can only handle so many stressors, and exercise can become a stressor really quickly. If you're not resting properly, if you're doing the wrong type of exercise for your stress load, very important to have that evaluated. And when someone does an intake with me or just a discovery call, I go over all of these things. We have a conversation around what shifts might need to happen. And sometimes people will do a discovery call with me and they'll go and do some of those things for 3 months because we need about 90 days to see lifestyle shifts show up in your energy, sleep, bloating, all of that stuff. It doesn't happen in a week or two, friends. These 21-day challenge and stuff, it's all bogus. So, sometimes people get on a discovery call. I'll give them some actionable steps. They'll put them into play. 90 days later, they'll see how they're doing. And they are amazed sometimes just from that 30-minute call, the information that they got. They weren't educated. They didn't have the tools around hormone balancing and hormone health for the stage of life that they're in. And now they go and apply it and, like, holy crap, I feel so much better. And they realize that nothing's really wrong with them. They just didn't have the knowledge or tools to support where they're at in life. So just remember that. Doesn't necessarily mean something is wrong with you. So again, you want to look at managing brain fog. Oh, I don't even like the word managing because we want to manage it. I want to clear. I want to think clear. I want to feel good. I want to be sharp. So, think about supporting cognitive function during menopause and start with those foundational things. Improve your sleep. Make sure that, 30 minutes to 60 minutes before actually going to bed, that you're dimming your lights, that you're getting off of Kindles and electronics and all of that stuff. And really, a couple of hours before, if you are on those things, make sure you're using those blue light protection glasses or screens, because blue light really messes with your melatonin and it messes with your circadian rhythm. So if you're scrolling around computers at night when it's dark out for a reason, friends, you're supposed to be mimicking the activity of the sun, doing all of your crazy activities earlier in the day, trying to wind down when the sun goes down. Manage your stress, get help around that. Therapy, somatic practices, learn how to take the trash out daily. It's something that I work one-on-one with people to get better at. Dietary modifications, find out your metabolic typing. You can find that out, by the way, under tools, my wellness toolkit at confidentlyloveyourself.com. You can go on there and take that test. It's $139. It is the best $139 you will spend this month. It gives you a whole food Bible based on your dietary needs and the input you give on the test. It's an intuitive test and people swear by it. But I would find out, like, what are your dietary needs and really reevaluate. Are you stabilizing your blood sugar, eating every 3 or 4 hours, well-balanced meals, snacks that are protein and carb together? Make sure that you are incorporating anti-inflammatory foods. So again, good fats. Good fats are going to help you with inflammation. Take an omega. And if you need suggestions for that, again, reach out. I'm always open to discussion. Mindfulness practices, again, meditation. I'm a huge believer in meditation. I love the brain tap. If you don't know what brain tap is, again, go to confidentlyloveyourself.com under my toolkit, my wellness toolkit. You'll see all my favorite things that I love. The brain tap really helps with meditation. If you're one of those people that's like, I just cannot get into meditation, or my mind is just out there, it's a really, really helpful tool. Just breathing to help alleviate the brain fog. When you feel that moment of like, crap, what was I doing? Or crap, why do I feel so foggy? Take 10 deep breaths. It's, something that can help with the brain fog. And, doing things like puzzles and memory games, that can also sharpen your cognitive function. In some cases, if you do a hormone test, this is the thing, friends. You have to do a Dutch hormone test, so that it's a good, accurate reading of what's going on with your hormones before you just go do hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy has helped many women because it's a real thing. Estrogen drops, right? But you want someone who's gonna really know what they're doing. So make sure you really research the person that you're working with and make sure that they're using bioidentical hormone therapy so that they're not messing around with your hormones in a negative way. But that has helped people. But I would absolutely try the foundational things. We're going to get into functional labs and what could be affecting brain fog there in a minute. Do those things first before you just jump to, again, oh, I'm just going to do the hormone replacement therapy. Well, you can do that, but if you don't fix the underlying root stuff, you're not truly fixing or balancing. I don't even like the word fixing, balancing your body and putting your body in a state of ease instead of dis-ease, right? Disease. So I like people to start with foundationals, see how that goes. If that's still not the greatest, then we look at what kind of metabolic stressors might be happening, because those are real things and we need to go through them. So the first one on our list is insulin resistance. That's at the top of the list. So many women are creating insulin resistance. They're not eating every 3 or 4 hours. They're not eating well-balanced meals. They're snacking, which contributes to insulin resistance. They're eating high-carb diets. They're creating conditions like type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome. The cells are becoming resistant to insulin, and that leads to impaired glucose uptake in the brain. And since glucose is the primary energy source for the brain, guess what? It can result in reduced brain function and cognitive decline. CGMs are great, If you don't know what a CGM is, you might see people at the gym or diabetics wearing those little circle things. You can put it on your belly, you can put it on your arm. It hooks up to an app on your phone, and it doesn't lie. So you can see how certain foods or decisions, choices of what you're putting in your mouth might be affecting your blood sugars, which leads to insulin resistance. It's really, really important, and something that might be okay for one person as far as spiking their blood sugar might not be for someone else. And it could be something healthy. It could be something like a sweet potato, but maybe you eat sweet potatoes and it spikes your blood sugar for much longer. I also teach people there's an order to wit to eating things off of your plate that can actually prevent those blood sugar spikes from going haywire. And that's part of my coaching and what I do, because insulin resistance, I tell people, blood sugar, if there's one thing that you can do for yourself, is to make sure that you manage your blood sugar, because next up is, hypoglycemia, which is fluctuations in blood sugar levels, especially drops in glucose levels that can lead to brain fog. So either way, like not eating enough or letting your blood sugar drop, that's gonna lead to brain fog. The brain relies heavily on glucose for energy. And when the levels drop too low, guess what? How can you function? Cognitive function is totally compromised. Here's one that gets uncovered a lot when women are in their 40s and older, which is thyroid disorder. So thyroid disorder is a big one. And when you go to your OB or your primary, they're probably just going to check for your T3. They're not going to look at your antibodies. One of the things that I offer is an advanced thyroid panel. So we look at all the markers of the thyroid because it's really important. You might just get one or two things checked through your doctor, which, by the way, is not their fault. There's an insurance clause that says, like, you have to pass. If you pass this test, then you're not getting any more tests, basically. That's our healthcare system, which sucks. When you pay out of pocket, or you can also use your flexible spending accounts with me, we do things the right way, which is to look at everything, look at all the markers. So when you have a thyroid disorder, like hypothyroidism or a Hashimoto's, which Hashimoto's goes undetected for people a long, long time in many, many cases. This is characterized by imbalances in the thyroid hormone levels and can contribute to brain fog. So thyroid disorders can contribute to brain fog, and many times it goes undiagnosed because your doctor's not looking at all of the thyroid markers. The thyroid plays a crucial role in regulating metabolism and brain function. So again, disruptions in its function can impact cognitive function. All right, my friends, I posted something about obesity in the US in the Confidently Healthy Collective, which is my free group. If you're not in there on Facebook, again, Confidently Healthy Collective, please come join us. It's a community of people who want to be healthy, share, and continue learning on a daily basis. I posted in there about the obesity rates, and I got some not so nice messages in my inbox because I'm sorry, but many people just don't want to take accountability for all the things we just talked about, the lifestyle pieces and things like that. And that's the hardcore truth. And I don't have the statistic in front of me, but you can find that post. It's still out there in that group. Obesity is just rising year after year, and it's due to all of these things, all the lack of eating real food, all the lack of movement, especially since COVID. People are sitting down, they're at home, they're working remote, they're not even moving out of their house, they're not even getting out to sunlight many days. So obesity and metabolic syndrome are linked to chronic low-grade inflammation. That's a no-brainer that if you're obese, you probably got some inflammation, insulin resistance, and hormone imbalances, all of which, contribute to brain fog. So I know it's a sensitive topic, and I'm not, shaming anyone who has struggled with their weight, but you gotta do the work. Again, you gotta do the work. You can't just go get a pill. And I know this will probably trigger people too. Ozempic has helped many diabetics. Okay, great. Medicine, I'm not anti-medicine. However, I have a lot of friends who have been honest with me and transparent who They're not obese by any means, and yet they're doing the Ozempic thing instead of like, oh, well, I just can't control my cravings and things like that. That's not the answer. The answer is to be truthful with yourself and get the support. It's not easy. Get the support. Surround yourself with people like people in our COY community that want to be healthy so that every day you're being surrounded by the right people and the right messages to get to the other side, because you can. And I believe in you. I don't even know you're listening right now, but I believe in you. And if you really want to get healthy for the next generation so that your kids don't have you as a burden because your health's declined so much, you can. You just have to want it bad enough. But obesity, it's out of control in the US. And then again, we have hyperglycemia, which is constant blood sugar levels, which is what we just talked about, not balancing carbs with protein, eating high carb meals, snacks, sugary treats, soda, juice, fruit without balancing it out with protein, uncontrolled diabetes. That all can impair your cognitive function, and hyperglycemia can lead to damage in the blood vessels, the neurons of the brain. It's just not good. So we blood sugar, you keep hearing this reoccurring thing, is so important. And then you could have some nutritional deficiencies too. And we'll talk about nutritional deficiencies. Well, how do we get nutritional deficiencies? Well, maybe you're not eating a wide variety of foods or even eating any whole foods. But also, there could be metabolic stressors that are hidden. Like if you have low stomach acid, you wouldn't be absorbing the proper amino acids from the protein, even if you're eating chicken or fish or things like that. And you'll only really know that if you test, not guess, or maybe you're not absorbing nutrients because you have high levels of a certain mineral that's depleting it. Stress, again, back to stress. Stress depletes minerals. A hair mineral test will tell you how are my mineral levels. Are they out of balance? How can I balance them? We work on all of that. And some of the big ones that are showing up over and over again is B12, because again, that's related to stress. Vitamin D. We're just not getting the same vitamin D that, especially if you live in New England. Omegas. People aren't eating healthy omegas as much as they should. And these are all common metabolic disorders that, guess what? They can lead to your brain fog. Oxidative stress. This is a huge one that I've seen on a lot of functional labs. We can test for oxidative stress to see how's your oxidative stress, and it's a good thing to do because oxidative stress is important to the function of cells. We look at damaged cells. And if you have a lot of oxidative stress, you tend to have more damage to your cells, mutation, and things can arise from that that you don't want to have to deal with. So oxidative stress, when you have a lot of damaged cells, they keep replicating and then you get more damaged cells. And that's going to make you feel like crap and lead to disease and some pretty bad things. So you can test for that. But this is a metabolic disorder and it can result in damage to your brain cells and also your neurotransmitter function itself. So important to look at your oxidative stress. I love the product. It's in my wellness toolbox as well on my website. It's called Energy Bits. I did a podcast with the founder who created these energy bits. They're algae, not allergy, algae. So it's a food, it's not a supplement. She talks about the power of algae, but you got to make sure that you get the right type of algae, that it's not ruined in the process of bagging it up and things. You can listen to that podcast episode if you go back into the prior ones. But also, I have the product under my toolbox links, and this is one great product, these energy bits that helps with oxidative stress and repairing the mitochondria of the cell, which is really the mother of the cell, right? So take a look at that. And then we can't overlook sleep disorders, conditions like sleep apnea. was talking to my holistic dentist this week about sleep apnea, and she's got some procedures and things that she's working on in your mouth that help with sleep apnea. Lots of studies on it. Again, OHS is another disorder that has to do with sleep. Metabolic disorders, again, like overgrowth of bacteria, parasites, those things can be waking you up at night, spiking your cortisol. So a gut test, stool test is a good thing to see. Do I have any of these things that are disrupting me at night? You might feel like I don't have a lot of stress in life, but you could have these hidden stresses in your gut that are elevating your cortisol and making you wake up. It could be that you're not regulating your blood sugar during the day, you didn't eat enough during the day. All of that spikes cortisol and wakes you up at night. And it can lead to poor sleep quality. So you might even feel like, oh, I didn't wake up, but I feel exhausted when I wake up. If that's you, we need to talk about your HPA axis and why do you feel exhausted when you just slept 8, 10 hours? And when you don't get a lot of good sleep, quality sleep, you are tired, right? During the day, might be okay in the morning. Might wake up not feeling refreshed, but get through the morning. But by the afternoon, feel like you need a coffee or you feel like you're crashed. You have a hard time focusing. You get that brain fog. And lastly, medication. The side effects of medication, we can't ignore it, friends. I'm not anti-medication. I don't have the statistic in front of me. I forget. There's an alarming amount of people on medication. Great that science is advancing. However, many people go to medication instead of, again, doing the work. The lifestyle changes sometimes aren't easy, and people want fast and easy. And then they get into a deeper hole and a deeper hole and a deeper hole because we see and we hear on TV all of the side effects of these drugs. And yet, I know people are so desperate to feel better that they're like, okay, I'm just going to do this. And there's no judgment. I've had things come up on lab work that my client says, I just want the antibiotic for it, and I don't judge. At the end of the day, though, the least amount of medications that you can be on, the better off you are. Some of these medications, used to manage metabolic disorders such as insulin. We were just talking again about the Ozempic craze. I just saw a gummy now that's like a keto gummy, and they actually guarantee you to drop 30 pounds in like 3 weeks or something. Don't go looking for it. Please, please do yourself a favor and don't. But the thing's selling off of the shelves, it was on Shark Tank. Certain, anti-diabetic drugs. Again, some things we need help with, and that's okay. But you have to really look yourself in the mirror and go, do I really need the help with it? Have I foundationally made switches? Or do I need to take a little more responsibility and accountability? Because these side effects can include cognitive impairment and brain fog. So addressing these underlying metabolic issues through lifestyle modifications, medication management, targeted nutritional interventions like finding out your metabolic type, making sure you're eating enough, that you're eating every few hours. Those are all essential for alleviating your brain fog and improving cognitive function at any time, even for our kids. I work on this with my kids, which is so difficult. My kids are going to be 12 and 14 with the whole sugar thing or skipping breakfast. My son has some executive functioning challenges, and then he doesn't want to eat breakfast. I'm like, how do you expect your brain to show up for you today when he's likely dipping, right? He's likely dipping his blood sugars, probably dropping at some point in the morning before he has lunch break. And so we really have to, again, take responsibility and accountability for what we can. And meet ourselves where we're at too with love and compassion. Get the help, get the support, reach out if you'd like to know more about my coaching or my functional labs, or if you need a referral to someone or you're looking at a CGM, I'm happy to help you out. But it's really crucial for us to take charge of brain fog during any point in our life, even if you're not in menopause, and prioritizing self-care through the regular exercise, not crazy exercise, but regular exercise, listening to your body, maintaining that balanced diet, maintaining stress, Seek support from healthcare providers specializing in hormone health. I have a certification specifically in hormone health in addition to my FDNP certification. It's important because if you just go to a nutritionist or someone that talks about food or someone who just talks about exercise, they might know the basics, but it's a pretty complex topic. And that's the reason that I went back and got another certification. Look for valuable resources and guidance, not influences on Instagram or TikTok. That's not the best place. Don't compare yourself to your sister. You're different than your sister. And just embrace the journey. Recognize that it's, you know, it's another phase in life, and you know, you can grow with it and surround yourself with other people going through it or other people that have brain fog. Thanks so much for joining me today. I love sharing with you on these episodes. Don't forget to shoot me an email if you have any follow-up to this, or if you have something that helped you with brain fog. I would love to pass that on to the collective group on Facebook. Just shoot me an email at d@confidentlyloveyourself.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Confidently Balancing Your Hormones. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend and also hit follow at the top of this podcast. If you have a couple of minutes and you can leave a quick review, it will help other women in need find this podcast. You can find me on Instagram at confidently_love_yourself. I would love to stay connected and hear from you.